Perek Yud Gimel Seif Lamed Ches. Mota lishroys yiriyot plastic v'nylon b'mayim. Le'ein b'zeh isa shriya. Shum she'ein nom boilim es ha'mayim. You're allowed to go and soak a sheet from plastic or nylon in water. There's no problem from shriya. No problem from soaking. Because we compare it, it's not worse than leather. The same as leather, we allow it to soak it. The same thing as plastic, is a carbonium like leather, if not even better than leather. We say you're not allowed to soak. You're allowed to soak, slicha. You're allowed to soak a sheet of plastic or nylon, and there's no problem from cleaning. Omnam ein l'shafshef ha-plastic b'yodah b'mayim shum isa kibbutz. Kama shiiz ba'ala el siftalat. That the same as we said with leather, one's not allowed to go and rub it. The same thing is with plastic. He says that people want to say, since we're not sure how plastic is it like leather? Not like leather, so one should not go and rub plastic to clean it, like we don't want you to go and rub leather to clean it. Then yiriyot have plastic tfurot b'chutim, also the choice. If the plastic has got on it, also thread, if it is sewn with thread, then because of the thread you're not allowed to go and to go and soak it. Because the same as thread is not allowed to be soaked, because thread is much worse than leather. Leather you're allowed to soak. A thread you're not allowed to soak. He says if you've got thread, because it is sewn, this leather has got sewn pieces on it, then you got a problem to go and soak it because of the stitches. Lamatet, Shriat, Beged, Synthetic. Beged ha'arog, Nechutim Synthetiyim, Ner Yesh B'ze Issa Shriya. Till now we discussed a Yiriyah, a sheet from plastic or a sheet from nylon. Now we wanted to say, if you've got a baguette which is made from ariga, from it is sewn and it's made by woven with synthetic. So even though the string itself is synthetic, but since it is woven, the way is that you've got a way to go and absorb the water between the strings. Therefore, it's much worse than a normal piece of plastic or a piece of leather. A piece of leather and a piece of plastic doesn't have wear to absorb a lot. But if you've got a beged, which is woven with synthetic, chutim synthetic, even though the synthetic doesn't absorb from itself, but you've got in between the strings, in between the chutim, you'll have absorbed, it absorbs. Therefore, it is not allowed to go and soak it on Shabbos. It doesn't have the same din as leather. It's worse than leather. Therefore, you're not allowed to soak a beged synthetic, which is made by woven pieces, woven strings, even if the strings are made by chutei synthetic, which don't absorb from themselves, but they absorb in between the strings. Therefore, it is worse than leather, and you're not allowed to go and soak it. The if mem shriat abashot magar rakot, to go and soak contact lenses which are soft contact lenses. Ein lishrot abashot magar rakot benozel nikui, or benozel shriya shem or benozel nikui. Kmosh is bad else if yud alam. A person's not allowed to go and soak his contact lenses, soft contact lenses, in a substance which cleans them. Or even if the substance doesn't clean it itself, it is mixed with cleanage. Something which makes it clean. Why? Because even if you want to compare it to leather, we said leather you're allowed to soak only in water, but you're not allowed to soak it in something more than water. Some substance which makes it clean, that we never even allowed with leather. Here, even if you want to say your contact lenses are compared to leather, we won't allow you to go and soak it in substance which is cleaning it. ומותר לשרוף בנזר שביעה שלא ימור בנזר ניקוי. But if it is only water, which is not made to clean, that you just soak it inside it to keep it wet, but not to make it clean, that you're allowed to do that. Oh, he explains in the footnote why are you allowed to do that. Because, l'chore, if you want to compare these contact lenses to leather, then you're right, no problem. Same as leather, we allow you to soak in normal water. Here, we also allow you to soak them in normal water. But it's not so straightforward that you can say these contact lenses, soft contact lenses, are considered like leather. Maybe they do absorb more than leather. Therefore, maybe it should be offered even to soak it in water. But we've got Shita Sari, which said that, calls the man that it is clean. If a beggar is clean, there's no problem from soaking it. So if these contact lenses are clean, there's no problem from soaking it. Now, what could be the problem with the contact lenses? They sometimes absorb in the substance, in the contact, in the plastic from them, and sometimes absorb in them all different substances from the eyes. So the shaila is whether it is more worse than leather. Therefore, you're cleaning it, even with the water. But the poskim say that l'chor, the water wouldn't clean it from things which are absorbed inside it. The water will only clean it from things which are on top of it, because the things which get absorbed inside the contact lenses are only stuff which won't come out with normal water. It needs some special substance to take it out. Therefore, when you soak it with normal water, it won't help it to take out from what's inside absorbed. It will only help it to take out to clean it what's on top of it. Therefore, to clean on what's top of it is not a problem altogether from libun. Therefore, there's no problem to go and soak it, because what's on top of it is no problem from libun. What's inside it, it won't help you to go and soak it. Therefore, the poskim wants to say that you're allowed to do it. Rabbi Yashar did say that one should clean them before Shabbos, then afterwards you're allowed to put them into water on Shabbos.